Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
God takes the wind out of Babel pretense. He shoots down the world's power schemes. God's plan for the world stands up. All his designs are made to last. Blessed is the country with God for God. Blessed are the people he's put in his will. The Message Bible, Psalms 10 through 12. For the past few years, we've heard the term, let's make America great again. And each time I've heard that phrase and that shout and that roar, there's a part of me that the word again hesitates to buy into that. Let's make America great again. Because America is very personal to me. It is my homeland in this earth. It is the place in which I was born and taught, educated, and influenced by my family, my circle. America, to me, has always been great. I think about our forefathers, and I've done teachings here in this space about what happens when leaders pray, what happens when America prays. And we took that journey as we took a look at Solomon being an example of a godly leader. One person cannot change the power that we have already been graced with by God many years ago, because there were people who understood what it meant to care for people. I don't think the phrase, let's make America great again, is even appropriate. I believe America is only great because of the greatness of the people who live here and the greatness of their God. The Bible says, blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. And that's what I just read to you. I read it from the Message. But in the King James, it really says, blessed is the people whose God is the Lord, those that have their eyes upon him. The Amplified Bible says in verse 12, blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his heritage. How can we make America great again when America has always been great? It has always been the land of the free and the home of the brave. It has always been a country that people wanted, people around the world wanted to come to, would try to escape imprisonment and dictatorship to get to America. What is it about us that attracts the entire world, regardless of what you hear in the media? America has always been great, and she will continue to be great because you and I live here. To say let's make America great again is to indicate that there are people, the people who live here have lost their greatness. It's not the dirt that's great. It's not the trees that are great. It is not our buildings, though they're beautiful, that are great. It's the greatness comes from the people, the men and women who built those buildings, the men and women who paved those highways, the men and women who farmed the back fields of Idaho and Arkansas. These are the people who have always been great. There's nothing to be gained by getting on a bandwagon because it sounds good. Sometimes we need to take a pause to think about what we're saying. Let's make America great again, to indicate or to imply that we lost our greatness, that we as Americans have lost our greatness. It should be offensive and not something to applaud. I know this may not be popular, but somebody has to say it. Do you think you've always been great? Don't you feel the greatness of God on the inside of you? Yeah. And that there's no person that can come along to take that away from you, regardless of who's in the White House, who's living in, leading the country. It is up to us as individuals to continue to live the way that God intended for us to live. I think one of our biggest faults is that we always look for a man to deliver us. We always look for some person to hold the key to our deliverance when he has already come to bring deliverance. And his name is still Jesus Christ, the Messiah. His name is still, Jehovah God. His name is still El Shaddai. His name is still the Almighty God. His name is still the one who was and is to come. There is no substitute for his greatness. The Bible says, great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We know how to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and bless his name because we are his people. Not only are Americans his people, there are people around the world who belong to God. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. A man can only be as great as the God he truly serves, not the one he talks about. Wearing the t-shirt doesn't make me a Christian, but it's my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that will make a difference in the lives of people around me. Great is our God. And he's worthy to be praised. Let's make America great again. I find that offensive. America, again, is only as great as the individuals that live here. To say that you need to be made over again, that something is wrong with you, you would be offended. And you should be, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're growing. You're thriving. You're getting better every day. You're pouring yourself into your life's work. You're making it bigger. You are obsessed, for lack of a better word, I guess. You are obsessed with vision. You're obsessed with making it right. I think about Malcolm and how he is in the grind and he's doing it and he's moving it and he's changing the scope of the news world and how people view information and having a different take on what we put out there and make sure it's coming from a place of integrity and transparency. Let the silent voices be heard. That's the entire platform. That's what gives this voice the freedom to say what I am saying here today. We don't need to be made great again. We need to recognize that we're already great because of what God has done through Jesus Christ. Why can't we own who we already are? Why can't we lay claim to that thing rather than being people that are angry, the most angry, as we talked about with the Gallup poll, but be people that are people of peace? Do you know that is truly the case, that we are a peaceful nation? I know internally we see a lot of things, and Randy Sutton talks about those things in Blue Lives Matter. There's a lot of things that are going on out there. But the truth is, the core of it is that we are still a great nation, always have been, from the days of the forefathers of this country, from the days of our inception into this place. Yes, we are a great people. You see, to tell a people that they lack something is to denote that they are inferior to someone else. We are not inferior to anyone. And you should not feel that inferiority. You should not feel that we're less than. When you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, being an American makes you feel, you know that feeling that you get? Yeah, that feeling right there, that feeling of I'm in a safe place. I am in the right place. That's why people fight to get here. That's why they'll steal border lines to get here. That's why they want to be in America. We should be honored. People want to escape their country to be in our country, and we're getting offended at that. That's an honor and a blessing. And somebody said, well, they're just coming to steal. Well, look at your neighbor's house, you know? Look at things happen around us every day. You don't have to be from a different country to be a thief. You don't have to be from a different country to be a murderer or to be on drugs. We know that. We're an intelligent people. We know these things. The devil is present among people who do not know God and takes advantage. John 10, the thief come not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life to the full, to the overflow, means in abundance. In abundance. So there's always this satanic influence out there trying to control and manipulate the lives and the thinking of people. But we are here with a message of hope and inspiration so that we can get people reading the Bible again and understand that they are great because of what Jesus has done. That this soil is blessed because God made it blessed. I love the fact that we have a country who prays. We have people who have religious freedom here. Thank God for religious freedom. This makes us great. This nation was founded because there were people who wanted religious freedom. And in God we trust is on our currency, and we continue to trust in him every step of the way, regardless of who wins the next presidential election. Ladies and gentlemen, our hearts still should turn toward Jesus, because it's not the man or the woman who sits in the Oval Office that is going to change the world. Jesus Christ has already made a way for that to be for that to happen through us in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. We can change the world by changing how we see, how we look through the lenses that he's given us, through these eyes he's given us. How do you see one another? How do we see one another? How do we see ourselves? Through his word. One of my favorite scriptures, and those of you who've listened, you know this by now, is 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he writes, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I would heal their land. Does America have issues? Yes, because Americans have issues. Yeah. Are there some problems that we need to address more than other problems? Absolutely. In our personal lives, we have priorities. But America has always been a great nation. Remember the song, I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. But don't forget the ones who died and gave their lives for me. I may get the words all mixed up, but you know the song. What a wonderful, wonderful hymn as an American that we get to sing these songs, and they're real, they're authentic. And when things are down, when life meets life and trauma happens, we come in there and we are there to help each other. Look at what happened at 9/11. Where were you then? Do you remember how you felt about America that day? Do you remember how you wanted to protect this country and how you were with President Bush at that time? And you didn't care whether he was a Democrat or a Republican. It did not matter. If he was independent, wore a dress or a pair of pants, it didn't matter. You just knew that you were behind our leader. We are great because we have these choices. We're great because of our rights here. The freedom of speech. Yes, talk, girl. The freedom of speech. That we get to say what we need to say. Oh yes, it's legislated now for sure. It's screened in media. And it'll come back to bite you on the butt across social media when people don't like what you say. But yet you have a right to say it. Yes. Without someone cutting your tongue out. Yeah. Or cutting your hand off because you didn't do it their way. God has blessed America already, and we are great. Well, that's not a presidential message, but it is a message of hope and inspiration to stop jumping on bandwagons and using cliches and slogans that take you away from who we really are. We are a great nation and a great people, and God has called us to still be a model for around the world. We go to the aid of those who are hurting. Yes, we have issues again, but we're still a great nation. As I continue to read, I want to read a few more verses here out of the message because it really speaks to me. It says, from high in the skies, God looks around. He sees all Adam's brood. We all came from that one man, the body man, Adam, yes? And when we receive Jesus Christ, we take on the Christ Adam, the last Adam, as our Lord and Savior. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul, but the last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. So God is looking at all that he has made, all of his creation, and guess what? He's calling Americans great.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
From where he sits, he overlooks us all, earth dwellers. You see, heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. What can we do to change who God is? Nothing. What can we give him to make him more powerful? Nothing. He chose us to be his children, to be his people, not only Americans, but anyone who will receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You become great because God made you great. And no one can make you great again. He has shaped each person in turn. Now he watches everything we do. You see, his eyes are running throughout the earth, seeing, watching, looking for men and women in whom he can show himself strong. The great men and great women are those who know how to bow their knees and bow their heads and go to God in prayer. Great men and great women are always looking for ways to help people, to empower people. They look through the eyes of love, and eyes of love are eyes that always see the good in humankind, that find ways to heal, to deliver, and to set people free. Eyes of love are not on the sidelines or spectators to human agony because they're not Americans. Eyes of love said, let's see what we can do to bring healing and deliverance in this space. Not to bring more harm, but to bring healing and deliverance. That's God's way. He shaped us in each person in turn. He watches everything we do. He told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before you came forth from her belly, I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. God knows exactly what he has purposed our lives for. We are his handiwork. Yes, he's the potter. We're the clay. How long does it take to make a masterpiece? It depends on how much time are you willing to spend in prayer and in fellowship with him, with his word. Verse 16 says, no king succeeds with a big army alone. It's not by human might nor power, but it's by his spirit that these things are done. It's not by your degrees. We've seen that throughout every president we've had. We've had presidents that didn't finish school. We've had presidents that never went to college. We've had presidents that barely knew how to read, but they knew how to lead. Wow. Mm-hmm. No king succeeds with a big army alone. No warrior wins by brute strength. You can't flex your muscles or be a bully and be a winner. It doesn't happen. Yeah? It takes an inner strength. Horsepower is not the answer. No one gets by on muscle alone. Being a bully, threatening people, annihilating other people, that's not God's way. Does anybody want to say these things? Watch this. God's eye is on those who respect him, the ones who are looking for his love, and the ones, I have to tell you this, the ones who exemplify his love. He's ready to come to their rescue in bad times, in lean times. He keeps body and soul together. That's God's way. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Anytime we look for man to deliver us, we are canceling out God. We are saying that God is not enough. The children of Israel begged for a king. They were so done with judges. They were offended in judges. They had judges who ruled them by God's law. So they got offended in judges, but what they were getting offended in really is God's law. They were rejecting God's ways. So they begged for a king. Give us a king like the other nations. Well, the other nations were heathenistic nations. They were antichrist nations. They were not following God's laws. So they wanted a king. So what did God do? Okay, they keep begging me. Let me tell you, prayers of the righteous avail much. Prayers avail much. They kept begging for a king. God gave them a king. And that king gave them grief. He gave them what they asked for, and they didn't know what they were asking for because they were going outside of God looking for something else. How many of you have heard the term? Let me see a show of hands. You've heard the term looking for love in all the wrong places, or you think that the grass is greener on the other side. If I can just get this person in office, if I could just get this party in office, then everything is going to be all right. No, it's not. Not until their hearts are turned toward God. How do you think men can possibly succeed in leading a people, a nation, a country without commitment to Christ? Undeniable commitment to Christ. It cannot happen. There must be a godly man and a godly woman at the helm of the ship. There's no way around it. You cannot substitute a degree for relationship with Christ. You cannot substitute the years in the military for your relationship with Jesus Christ. None of those things matter. What matters is, do you know Jesus? Now, I know, again, you don't hear this. We need a president. We need leadership, not just the president. We need the cabinet. We need all of Congress. We need, what are those other people? The Supreme Court. We need those people in the long skirts. We need those people to be filled with God's presence, to be filled with God's anointing, to be filled with his spirit, to hear God. We need them before they give an order to know what God has ordered. We need presidents who hear God before they sign law, who will truly hear God. So with Dr. Faye, they have ministers around them to direct them. That doesn't mean they're listening to them. We're talking about someone who has a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who can hear God for themselves. Yeah? The Bible says that they all shall know me from the least to the greatest. That there's an opportunity for every man and every woman, including you, my friend, to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not difficult. It's not hard. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. This is a simple gospel. It's a simple truth. He brought a simple message of redemption that anyone who receives him shall be saved. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. If you call on his name, you shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Yeah. You can turn your heart toward God by just repenting. Even if you're a leader, you need to repent. Because in heaven, in the realm of spirit, there are no precedents. There's no Congress like that. There are the angels. There's no Congress. There's no, we don't have all of that in the realm of spirit. So he rescues his beloveds. He rescues those, and he keeps us together in times of hardship and difficulty. He's right there on our side. Jesus is there as our elder brother, interceding, being a mediator, being an advocate for us. Yes. Verse 20 through 22, reading from the message, he says, we're depending on God. He's everything we need. All of these wars and political rallies and negative words that are being slung across podiums and platforms and the major networks, these hate messages, this venom that's being spewed, is that the word? You know what I mean. Spat out. This venom that comes out of the mouths of people because they want to prove themselves more better for the job than someone else. And the truth is, blessed is the people whose God is the Lord, whose leader is Jesus. And the only way that can happen is when you have a leader who recognizes Jesus as Lord and as Savior. And it would be obvious. There would be no question about it, because these things aren't done in the dark. They're not done in a corner. You can't be in a relationship undercover. You know, that may be adultery or something, but you got to, it's open. It's open. I'm a born again Christian filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe the Bible is the inspired word of God. I believe it's the go-to book for humankind. And I believe that everybody should be reading it. I believe that everybody should be praying in the name of Jesus. I believe that everybody should have an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's open. So, well, you can't say that when you're in this certain, no, darling. Jesus went to a public cross. You don't make me preach here this morning. Jesus went to a public cross. He was humiliated publicly. He died publicly. That crown was put on his head in public. The blood came down his face. It was a public display of blood. Yes, he was beaten. Sure enough, he was. Publicly, yes, he was. He had to bear that cross alone, with one little man stepping alongside of him to help him bear that cross. And when they nailed him to it, it was a public display. When they mocked him, it was all done in public. He hung on that cross until the Father received his spirit. It was a public display. It was not done in private. It was not in a secret place. It was in an open place. And he was hung between two men who deserved to die, and he did not. But he chose to die. He laid his life down on purpose. It was public, y'all. And because it was a public death, there must be a public confession of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people who want to do it in private, he said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. You can't be a private Christian. Well, I prayed last night and I don't need to pray in public. You know, why? Because you're afraid of being offensive. We need a leader that wouldn't mind offending people with a public prayer. We've had presidents in the past, and I won't do that teaching again. You have to go to iTunes, listen to that teaching, rate and review while you're there. Because these teachings about presidents who actually prayed in public, who wrote letters of prayer and condolences to men and women, and were not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember learning years ago about George Washington, and that had just inspired my heart. A president who had a 9 o'clock prayer time. He didn't care who was visiting. He didn't care what kind of party it was. He excused himself to say, excuse me, y'all, I got to go pray. I got to talk to God. He didn't say it that way, but he excused himself and he went to pray. And everyone who knew him knew that that was a man of God. He's been criticized. Well, he had slaves. Well, it was the law of the day. It was a legal thing, but he was not abusive. What happens when Americans realize they're already great? They move from a place of feeling inferior and a place of fear into feeling the empowerment that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. We're depending on God. The verse says, he's everything we need. It's right there in the book, right there. I'm reading it. We're depending on God. He's everything we need. Not a new Democrat, not a new Republican, not a new independent. I know, don't turn me off because it's the truth. We need to depend on God. What's more, our hearts brim with joy since we've taken for our own his holy name. That means we made a decision. We made a decision that we are serving God. We made a decision that our hearts would be knitted with him. And great is our God and worthy to be praised. And because he is great and he lives on the inside of me, because he no longer lives in temples made with hands, but we are the house of God. We're the temple of God. We're the place of resident. That's what I like to call it. He's a resident God. He lives in me. I am his address. And if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is you are his address. He's resident within you. And your emotions that you have been graced with deserve to be focused in on him, not on all of these other things that pull us away from our focus, but aligning ourselves completely and absolutely with him, because he is Yeshua. Say that, Yeshua. Yeah, Joshua, he's our salvation. He's our savior. He's our deliverer. He's the one who takes us from out of the sticky, stucky places into a place of high heights. High heights, yeah, right. Into a place of elevation, that we no longer have to live in these places of mediocrity and following the crowd, that we'll find out quickly that we are to be the model that the crowd should follow.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
America Out Loud. It's a groundbreaking news and lifestyle platform that requires top-tier analysts, strategic thinkers, and impressive commentators. I'd like you to meet Dennis Santiago. His expertise includes strategic warfare, asymmetric warfare, arms control, and global stability. He's a columnist and commentator on America Out Loud. Dennis, as a global stability analyst, how do we foster a more stable environment globally?
We need to foster respect among nations. We need to foster constructive engagement between nations. And we need to make the respect of the values of each nation an important thing for everyone.
Well said. How can America Out Loud bridge the gap and bring back trust to the people we serve?
There is a dire need in this country to have constructive discussions that bridge the gaps and isolation that have been created by things like the internet. This is an essential platform for making that happen.
Well, our goal is simple. It's to deliver an honest analysis and diverse opinions to keep you informed. All back at AmericaOutloud.com. International news, world events, or living a quality life. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
We're depending on God. He's everything we need. What's more, our hearts brim with joy, since we've taken for our own his holy name, Yeshua, Jesus. Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we're depending on. We as Americans are depending on the love of God and his faithfulness to deliver us in times of trouble. We wait in hope for him. He is our help and our shield. Our hearts rejoice because we're trusting in his holy name. His love is unfailing. He will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. Our inner selves wait earnestly for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. And our hearts rejoice. His mercy and his loving kindness is upon us. And Psalm 33, it says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It's already great. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them. By the breath of his mouth, he gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He's God, y'all. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Reverence, respect. That's what fear the Lord means. It doesn't mean, oh, God's going to get me. It means reverential respect. Yeah, those pages you hear, that's my Bible I'm turning. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. So who's the leader, folks? Ladies and gentlemen, who should we be looking to? The one who commanded and calls it to stand fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. So whose plans do we need, Americans? We need the plans of God working for us. We don't need another good idea. We need a God-inspired idea. We don't need a Democrat or a Republican. We need a man or woman of God who earnestly prays and seeks the Lord. Yeah. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalms 33 and 12 is right there. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men from the place of his habitation. He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually, personally, a personal relationship. Isn't it wonderful how you can pray in your home? I can pray in mine, and God is listening to both of us at the same time and providing exactly what we need. He never misses a beat, never misses a prayer. Wow. That's amazing to me. Still amazing. Amazing. Amazing grace that he can hear everyone at the same time. He's omnipresent, meaning every place at the same time. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. There's no power that's greater than his. Not the president, not the king, not the queen. No one is greater. Wow. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He knows everything. You see why we need a relationship with him? Because he knows everything. You and I don't know everything. God knows everything about everything. And he knows everyone. He knows who you should choose as a wife and who you should choose as a husband. He knows exactly what you should do. So ask him. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. When you go vote, he'll know what he'll lead you. He'll guide you. Yeah? The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. Yes, because faith without works is dead, being alone. So he's watching how we walk out what we read. Faith is not wishful thinking. It's not foolishness, and it's not presumption. It is reading what God said and believing what he said. He said that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Then I believe that. Faith goes to work and begin to say what God says. Yeah. He said if I bring all the tithes into his storehouse, yeah, that he would open the windows of heaven and pour me out blessings that I wouldn't have room enough to receive. Faith says tithes and give, and he'll do just that. No king is saved. Listen to this closely, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get this because this is going to bless you. It's going to shift your thinking. It really will if you listen with an open heart to God because you love God. You want to hear what God is saying to you. You do. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. Yeah? So he says, it doesn't matter how strong your military is. If God is in control of your nation and your military and your life, then you can still win the battle. You remember Gideon? He had too many. God told him to send some of those men home. You don't need all those warriors. Because if you win with all of them, you'll think that you did it. So he reduced the number of men and gave them a microcosmic, yeah. It gave them just a tiny, tiny army. His little 300 men wiped out nations, overthrew kingdoms, Gideon's army. What will God do with a little? He'll make it much when you put it in his hand. Get that message right there. He will make it much when you put it in his hands. All of our righteousness is nothing. It is his righteousness that is now our righteousness that becomes everything, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So my message is not let's make America great again, is to remind you that America has never stopped being great. Those who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior make this a great nation. You're not saved by a multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. Again, that's reverence. Fear, reverential respect, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. So regardless of what the economy looks like, regardless of what the budget may look like, your hope is not in the U.S. budget. Your hope is not in the Social Security system. Your hope is not in Medicaid or Medicare. It's not in the systems of this world. Your hope is in Jesus. And on him, you totally rely and depend. And nothing else. Nothing else. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Psalms 33. What are you going to do with that? It's the word of the Lord. It's the Bible. And God is saying, trust me, Americans. Trust me, politicians. You're still Americans. Trust me, people, because it's the end of the day, it's men and women. Really, men and women who have chosen professions or professions that have been chosen by God. We have both. Some who are called, and then some who call themselves. That's in every profession. Some people need podcasting and television and all of these things and media, and some people just like it. They're just there. Those who are called and those who are there, there's a difference. There's a great gulf between the two. But yet at the end of the day, these are men and women who need Jesus Christ. So regardless of who you are, my calling is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to take his love to the nations using multimedia, using every bit of technology possible. And we are doing just that. I thank God for those of you who tune in and listen to this message, these messages. And I appreciate those of you who give me feedback in social media and that are sharing it with your friends and network around social media. That's important because we are all in this together. As we raise our thinking into a place of truth, that our thoughts can shift and we will begin to see through God's eyes rather than what we are told through the media, what we ought to think and what we ought to believe and what we ought to see, and you ought to do this and you ought to do that. I remember at the last election, during the last election or the voting day, rather, during the voting time, a friend of mine called me and said, have you voted yet? And I said, no, not yet. Well, when you go, you get your ticket. When you vote, you need to get your ticket and you need to vote straight this particular party. And I paused and I thought, lives have been lost. Blood has been shed for me to vote any way I choose. So I am not going to be influenced by someone telling me which party to be and which way to vote. This is a great America. I can choose to be and to do whatever I want to be and to do without feeling inferior or intimidated in any way whatsoever, as can you. You choose to be free. You choose to walk upright. You choose to listen to God. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's they will not follow. Hear God, not on election day, but hear God in everything we do. Hear his voice. Elect to hear his voice and not be caught up in all of the other ideas of the way we should be. You see, we are framed and formed in our soul, our mind, our will, emotions, and desires by what we are exposed to. And when we are consistently exposed to negativity or whatever it may be, we become influenced by that. That's why it's important to keep company with people who are keeping company with God. That's important. I've heard throughout my career in marketing that your network, you know, connect with influencers. And the truth is, becoming an influencer is to become connected with Christ and to know exactly how to be the person he's called you to be. So if you're running for office, first run to Jesus, run to the altar, and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you, cleanse you, and to give you directions and instructions. Don't go to try to be a leader until you've learned to be a follower of Jesus. That's where you learn how to care for people. No one has any business being in the pulpit or the Oval Office or even heading a company if they don't care for people. And that's the truth. God is love. And love has characteristics that are undeniable. With loving kindness, he draws us. And he only sees the good in me. He only sees the good in you when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because when he looks at us, he's seeing Jesus. He's seeing his son. Wow, that's huge to me. And he loves us with the same love that he loves Jesus with. He loves you exactly the same way. And maybe you have been feeling like a failure. You've been feeling as though your life is over, that you've aged out of doing anything good. I want you to experience a shift. You don't age out of doing and being what God has called you to do and be. I've used that term quite a bit lately, especially with our new organization, Sisters in the Walk. And by the way, those of you who are in the Dallas marketplace, we will be hosting Sisters in the Walk at the Dallas Hilton Lincoln Center, June 1st. So come by, show some love. June 1st at 10 a.m. You can find that information at sistersinthewalk.com. Sistersinthewalk.com is the quick page up there for the conference so that you can find out a little bit more about us. God has called us to be and do. Whatever God has called us to be and do, he wants us to be and do that. So regardless of who you are and where you come from, know that you are not inferior to anyone. That you are great. America is great. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this people. We thank you for those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to them. We bless them, Father, with a heart to turn toward you and to discover this amazing, amazing love that you have for us. And we thank you for the presence of God being upon each and every one today in Jesus' name. Now, if you don't have a church home, we invite you to continue to listen and follow us on social media and also to give. If you don't know where to tithe, you certainly invite to give to us. We are a 501(c) here in the U.S., and you can give right here today. Or go to theglobalchurchlive.com, theglobalchurchlive.com. That's T-H-E, globalchurchlive.com. I'm Dr. Faye, and we'll see you next time.